Tanya for the 30th day of Cheshvan, for Lamed Cheshvan, is in Kuntis Achren on page 308. The number at the bottom of the page is 600. In this Kuntis, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between learning and davening, in that learning and davening are equal and the same when it's done, when they're both performed with Shema, with love and fear, but they are not equal, they're not the same, when they are both performed Shaloi Lishma, in that Taida Shaloi Lishma rises at least to the level of the angels of the world of Yetzirah, whereas davening Shaloi Lishma doesn't rise at all. We are two lines from the top. Ah, hefesh ben Taida l'tefila Shaloi b'kavono, difference between Taida and davening without kavono, when they are both without kavono, muvan me'elov, is self-evident. The difference. Kilim ud ha-teiro, because in the study of Teiro, whom nave in the Yedeya Mashalei made, he knows and understands what he's learning, even though it's Belei Kavono. But Belei Kavono doesn't mean that he's not paying attention. He knows and understands what he's learning. The Belav Hoche, because if he does not understand what he's learning, if he's not concentrating, then le mikre limut klal, then it's not called learning at all. That's not called learning shalei lishma. That's not learning, that's dreaming. Zat shalei mitztam b'lei kavana lishma mi'avas Hashem shebelibei v'bechinas gilu. What we mean by learning without kavana means that he is learning, paying attention, studying, understanding properly what he's learning, but he's not doing it for its own sake, out of love for God, that is felt in the heart. Zak me'av ha-mesuteres hativis. Why then is he learning? He's learning out of the inborn instinctive love that is not felt in the heart. It's unconscious. Ach eine leimit shalei lishma mamish lehizgadil. While at the same time, we are not talking about someone who is learning with an ulterior motive to become important, to become big. The holy salik le'ela mishimsha, because if you're learning for an actual ulterior motive, then that doesn't rise at all. It doesn't rise above the sun. Meaning to say that it stays in this world. As he writes in the Zohar, on Vayechi, Haynu mishum shemachshav tevekavanoseh mislapshes beisiyis hadibur. So why is it that without kavana, when a person is studying Torah, not for an ulterior motive, but out of habit, so, for example, because he was raised this way, then the letters of his learning are the garment for his thought and for his kavana. The einon menichesei son l'salko le'elo, and this machshava, his thoughts and his kavana, because they are not proper, do not permit the letters to rise upwards. Hachanami b'tfilo, and the same is true with davening as well. Shalei b'kavano, shemachashe machshava zozeis. When we say davening without kavana, we don't mean that he's not conscious of what he's doing. He knows that he's davening, but he's not paying attention to the specific words. In other words, he is thinking thoughts that are not related to the words of the davening, but since his intention is a good one, he is intentionally davening, l'kach yesh l'tikum b'kal l'ach z'v'lalis. Therefore, it is easily corrected, and it can easily be redeemed. If we were to gather all the davening that he did in the course of the year with kavana, so for example, there was one day in which he davened and he had proper kavana during the reading of the Ashrei. And then the next day he had proper kavana during Yishtabach, and so on and so forth. So if we can put together one complete davening of kavana, davening with kavana, in the course of the year, then all the davening is raised up through that. So now we have, on the one hand, a maila in Torah, when it's studied shalei b'kavana stam, not that he has an ulterior motive, he just doesn't happen to have a love and fear of God that is experienced in the heart. Then the Torah that he studies rises to the angels of the world of Yetzirah. But when he davens without kavana, then it doesn't rise at all. However, if a person learns with an ulterior motive, then the Zohar says that it doesn't rise above the sun. It stays in this world. Whereas in davening, even if he davens shalei b'kavana without pirush hamilos, but his intention is to daven in general. He is standing there with the intention of davening only, not paying attention to the words, which is called shalei b'kavana. There, although it too is not desirable, but it can easily be corrected the next time that he davens lishma, or if in the course of the year he has an entire tefillah put together piece by piece of lishma, of kavana, then it does rise. Whereas with the learning, even if after learning with an ulterior motive one day, the person comes back and then studies without an ulterior motive the next day, it doesn't elevate yesterday's Torah. Yesterday's Torah stays below. The Alter Rebbe will explain at greater length in tomorrow's shiur what this shalei lishma means and why the davening is different from the learning. In the year Tavshin Gimel, when the Hayom Yom was written, the month of Cheshvan didn't have 30 days, it had only 29 days. So for the 30th of Cheshvan, there is no saying, no pisgam for that day.